Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about memories of all kinds. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, today we're talking about memories that range from PTSD to Alzheimer's. How are they related?
They are all energies. The good ones, the bad ones, even the ones when they're missing, like you can't remember, like Alzheimer's. The blocks to those energies of memories are energies of emotion or emotions that can trigger negative memories like PTSD. Whether you remember too much or too little, the main piece is always emotions.
So I understand the PTSD is based on trauma, which is emotional, but Alzheimer's and dementia, what's that all about?
If you Google it, they say that Alzheimer's is hardening of the brain and breaking down, but they don't say why that happens. There's no doubt that that happens, but why does it happen? We always look at someone's story, so to see how the emotions are playing a role. And the important point is that we can clear those emotions and get to the root of all memory issues because all memory issues come from negative emotions.
So I need some clarity here, and I think the audience does too. You're saying that negative emotions cause things like Alzheimer's and PTSD, and by the way, PTSD is after the fact that it happens, such as in war zones and traumas that happen in our life. But I want to make sure that everyone has the clarity. The emotions that are attached to these memories, these are the things, the energies that we're saying when you get rid of them, We can actually have a longer, healthier, happier life, correct?
Yes. You know, when you have a memory that's triggered and they become uncontrollable, like hearing a firecracker and feeling you're back in a war zone, that is, you're triggering negative emotions.
Well,
negative memories. And those memories have negative emotions attached.
Okay, but that it kind of sounds just a little too simple. You know, can you give me an example?
So let's say a soldier is out in patrol with his unit and one of his friends is killed with an IED. That could create PTSD in one soldier, but not another.
Why? I don't understand.
Because one soldier who gets PTSD from the death of one of his friends could be associating that with experience in his past childhood memory. For example, it might be his friend that was killed reminded him of someone who he lost when he was a child, and that created some trauma for him more so than the other ones. Everybody in the unit grieves the loss of their friend, you know, dying from the IED, but none of them have PTSD as a result.
Well, not all of them have it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And because our memories are very unique to us.
And you mean us individually?
Us individually.
Okay.
So, you know, each person is different, and how they deal with a certain trauma may trigger certain specific emotions, you know,
and reactions.
You know, one of the things that we didn't talk about beforehand. But, you know, for example, phobias, like, you know, phobias of heights or going across bridges or of snakes, of spiders. Oh, I don't know about it, anything about like that. Can be because those phobias are a result of memories that we can relate to that create trauma.
Well, in a way, you're saying that everyone should have a past life regression session, and then everything will be fine.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
You know, we've done past life regressions a lot. We can do that. It's easy for us.
Yes.
But here's the thing. A lot of people come to us, you know, in the very beginning when we started doing this work, we promoted that for a short time. But people that came to us for past life regressions wanted some sort of crutch for their ego. You know, they didn't want to be a peasant in a past life. They wanted to be a king or a queen or, you know.
I didn't know where he was going with that one. And boy, that he spoke the truth. They do. They want to be a king or a queen or somebody with a high status and that sort of thing.
You know, and that's not the point. That's not
at
the
all.
Point that we use for past life. Let me give an example, okay?
Okay.
I've been recently working with a client who was pregnant, and of course then we worked with the baby in the womb, and you know, I did, you know, I was talking to the baby, I was able to read the baby, I was telling the mother about the baby's personality when they were in the womb, and he was recently born, and he's been having problems with sleep patterns and fussiness. Well, you know, when you look at why that fussiness is, if you go talk to the baby, if you look at their memories, if you look at their essence and those memories of past life stuff, you can kind of see why the fussiness is happening. Mm-hmm. So we cleared it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, this first baby was, his sleep schedule was flipped. He was sleeping during the day and
awake at night.
Awake at night. And if you've ever been a new mother, you know, that's not positive. That's crazy making, okay? So, you know, just went and talked to the baby, cleared some of those past memories. One of the memories that I saw was he had a late night sleep schedule. He was kind of a partier, and a lot of fun happened at night, so he was always awake.
And wanted to be awake for it.
And his memories were to sleep during the day. And we just started clearing that. And, you know, it's not a big deal, but the baby's sleeping, we flip the sleep cycle. And if you're a mother, OMG, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal. And, you know, this is not about, you know, this whole show is about memories, not necessarily about past life, but the same principles about memories apply. You know, those memories are stored in your essence.
Right.
And especially the good ones are, and we don't talk that much about this in this show, but the reason is because we don't have to. Those good memories stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
We see it that they go from lifetime to lifetime.
And they can help you along the way.
Exactly. But it's the bad ones that get stuck there.
And they
work on you over and over and over again. And it's like almost like almost abusive.
Yes.
So speaking of past life, Patricia, I know you have a story.
This is one of my favorite ones. And it happened by accident. I was working with a client and it was, you know, close to the end of the session. And he said, Patricia, could you do me a favor and take a look at my left shoulder? I just get this pain sometimes that just, it's almost scary. He said, I'm afraid I'm going to need to go to the doctor and, you know, maybe have it x-rayed. Maybe I have something wrong or something, a bone or ligament out. And so I said, sure, no problem. So it took me a minute and I looked around meaning I looked at him and then I went, I didn't see anything in this lifetime. I didn't see any injuries in this lifetime, that kind of thing. And so I immediately immediately went to a past lifetime. And the first thing that happened was I smelled gun smoke. I smelled it.
Gunpowder.
Thank you, Jason. And but it wasn't like from a gun that you use in this day and age. It was like musket type thing, very strong. But I also could smell blood, and it was, and I could feel the dread around this. And what I saw was that he had been. And the expression is he had been stabbed with a knife, a very large sword, excuse me. He had been run through on his left shoulder. And so I cleared the negative energy that was stuck there from the past life. And the and to my knowledge, to this day, he has never had another problem with it. And by the way, I know you know who you are. I know you listen to my show. So if you are having any more problems with that, please let me know.
We'll do some more clearing.
Yes, we'll do some more clearing. And one of the things that I do want to say because of this is not always do things go away right away. And so there are layers of stuff, lifetimes of stuff that get stuck in these kind of memories.
Well, this goes back to PTSD. Exactly. One of the common therapies is to talk about the trauma.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we see is that talking about negative occurrences, trauma, doesn't necessarily remove those negative energies.
Okay.
Clearing always removes those negative energies.
Yes.
Now, those negative energies are often layered.
Yes.
So you clear it. A little bit, you clear it some more, and you clear it as much as you need to get rid of it.
Okay.
And sometimes those memories are associated with other things.
Right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Memories reside in your essence, which never dies.
Mm.
Bad memories and memories of trauma can be removed by clearing them.
Okay.
Talking about memories doesn't necessarily remove those negative energies.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach removes the trauma of negative memories as well as helping you with the understanding of how they connect to the rest of your life.
Ah, interesting. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about losing your memory and memory techniques. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about losing your memory and memory techniques. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, here's one for you. How do the memory techniques work when someone is, I don't know, memorizing a phone book?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's a real thing. And, you know, my mind goes to, that is pretty impressive, but my mind goes to why and really, you know, I don't know why you would do this such a thing, especially in the age of computers and Google, but people, they do them to demonstrate the memory techniques. And those memory techniques use association and emotion to support memory. In other words, the things that you want to remember, you try and do these associations. And those associations is a code word in a way for making emotional connection to whatever you're trying to remember.
Well, okay. Explain it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
So memory techniques are about associations, which is a way of saying it's connected to emotions.
Oh, I see.
The point of the show is to make the connection between emotions and memories.
Okay.
Memory techniques have you connect with things you feel strongly about and then connect with that you're trying, whatever you're trying to remember.
Okay.
An example might be to remember someone's name by associating them with someone in your past with a name that you liked or disliked.
Okay, but that I have another example. I remember when I was a kid, I really struggled with math. You know, math is so logical, 1 + 1 = 2, but I really struggled with it because it didn't have any emotion connected to it. And we all know I'm not emotional. But with that said,
That was sarcasm for our new listeners.
but what I found was that when I started cooking at a very early age, by the way, what happened was I realized how much math needed to be used. It might have been simple, but needed to be used when cooking. And when I had something that I liked to do and was actually very good at, it really, really, really helped.
So the point is, mm-hmm. Your point is that because math was irrelevant to you until you associated it
exactly.
Emotionally with something that was useful to you personally.
Exactly. Well, but I have another part of this. I always liked history. And there was, but I didn't realize how intuitive or what kind of intuitive I am. And when I would do history, I loved it and did very well because I would learn about people's lives. And I didn't realize I was doing it. I would go to these people that were happening about history or that I was learning about history, and I would connect with their emotional connections to whatever they had done.
Yeah. And that's a great story, especially when we talk about how we got our, you know, how we used our intuition, but it makes the history come alive. Now, I remember history, but for the most part, the stories were gone. When I grew up, you know, in school, which is a long time ago, but when I grew up, I remember those textbooks were pretty sanitized, you know.
Dull.
Dull, encyclopedia-like. They would give facts and figures, you know, mm-hmm. you know, when was the Civil War and when did the Civil War end and what year? And, you know, I remember trying to memorize the years of certain things.
Right.
But the stories were just very, very Joe Friday, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And so she made it come alive because she got more than that out of it naturally. It just happened to her naturally.
Exactly, exactly. So, okay, Jason, so next question. What about those memory games and exercises to help you preserve your memory? Don't the neuroscientists say they work?
Yes, they work, but there's a but. But they don't get to the source of the problem.
Okay.
Keeping the brain active helps maintain its function.
Sure.
But what scientists can't see is that the root problem is trauma and negative energy attached to stories and the emotions from the past.
Ah.
The truth is that if you remove the negative energy, was removed from the people who are struggling with their memory.
Okay.
Or trying to do memory exercises to keep their mind active, mm-hmm. that would happen instinctively and naturally. In other words, if you have to be told that you have to do exercise, you know, physical exercise, and you're not doing it already, and you have to be told to do memory games to keep your memory sharp.
Wait a minute. Physical exercise to keep your memory sharp.
Yes. And memory games,
okay.
You know, they're like online games for the mind.
Right.
To keep your memory sharp, there's something wrong because if we clear that negative energy,
mm-hmm.
the numbness and those stories from the past and those bad memories that keep coming up,
right?
You would, as you uncover, and we say this every time, as you know, we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead
right.
of programmed,
right?
You know, telling someone they have to exercise is a form of programming. Telling someone they have to do memory games is a form of programming. But if you uncovered your essence,
the blocks to it.
Yes, your essence wants to be interested in all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
In things that you don't have to do a memory game. You just, your mind will be active because you're interested in all sorts of things and you'll go pursue them. You don't need a memory game. And exercise, you know, people that can't get off the couch, it's because there's negative energy that are keeping them from moving.
Right.
Because their essence automatically wants to be healthy, wants to move in the world. It's designed that way.
Right. 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 So, Jason,
So here's the other part of that. Okay. And so I'm going to help you here, but the other problem with memory is that people numb out from their negative memories.
And even though they might not be conscious of it.
Yes.
Okay.
And the idea of forgetting sometimes is instinctive because unless you clear the hurt and pain of memories,
mm-hmm.
they come and act upon you. And so most people function from those negative memories by numbing out.
Right.
But it doesn't work. And I think there's a great example. And we kind of looked for this example and we found it. And
but it's one that many know.
Many know. And mm-hmm. frankly, one of my favorite songs is Gentle on My Mind.
I thought it was going to say Rhinestone Cowboy. But.
Yeah, no. That's maybe second, you know. But this is about Glenn Campbell. And mm-hmm. so we went back and looked at him. And which you can do with your intuition. It happens. We do it all the time.
Right.
And so Patricia, tell us about Glenn Campbell.
Okay.
And how he died. Incidentally, I'll set it up. He died of Alzheimer's disease.
Results of Alzheimer's.
Yes. You may know that or not. But.
Okay. Glenn Campbell was one of 12 children in a crop share cotton farm in the South. And anybody who has large families and so forth knows that, you know, children, you know, they get lost in those things. And meaning having such a huge family, and especially one that doesn't have a lot of money, that kind of thing. But anyway, they were dirt poor. And all of them had a lot of talent. But he figured out, or someone figured out, that he had major talent in musical talent. And so at the age of 14, he quit school.
And what we saw when we looked at it is that he carried major shame
about
being by the poverty and the fact that he dropped out of school at 14.
Exactly. And he did go on, and he, of course, everyone knows he did some amazing, wonderful music. But throughout his life, he dealt with a lot of things, and he used numbing tools such as drugs and alcohol to get through life. And he also ended up with Alzheimer's, which meant that he blocked out a lot of things.
Now, the drugs and alcohol is the first clue.
Yes.
Because why do you use drugs and alcohol?
Right.
To numb your memories.
Yes.
Your memories are out of control. And that's one way to, that's a very toxic, negative way of controlling them.
Exactly. So I did go and look at Glenn Campbell. What I saw was there was this huge amount of shame. And so the point is that can be cleared, everyone. We can actually help, you know, ourselves by clearing guilt and shame and the pain of the memories of those type of things.
So whether, you know, some people could say, well, Glenn Campbell was very successful. He grew up
in
poverty. So why should he be ashamed? But if emotions were logical, a lot of people would be out of business. They are so not logical. They don't follow any sort of reasonable idea.
Right.
And the truth was that he felt ashamed because of his poverty.
Exactly. So I just want to put in that if you start using the ecosystem approach today, you can start clearing those memories the energies connected to your memories. And I guarantee you, life will be better. Life will definitely be better.
That shame could have been cleared.
Yes.
It could have prevented the alcohol and drug abuse. There were stories about him and Tanya Tucker. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
If you want to, spicy, you know, if you want to go back and Google that. That's
all right, spicy. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Memory techniques are about connecting things with feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Memory diseases and difficulties are always connected to negative emotions and life stories mm-hmm. that you want to try and suppress. A common way to remove emotional pain is to forget it or numb out from it, but that doesn't work. It only works for the short period.
Okay.
And that trauma in life can lead to dementia and Alzheimer's disease unless you clear it mm-hmm. with the ecosystem approach.
And by the way, other diseases. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific things you can do to preserve your memory and heal bad memories. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about specific things you can do to preserve your memory and heal bad memories. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason has given me a question, and the question is how do you preserve your memory? I'm supposed to ask that question. Jason, how do you preserve your memory? And I want to say, with a lot of pickle and some vinegar and some salt. That's not what you mean?
No, that's not it. And people think that. They think that, you know, the scientists say your brain hardens and you're trying to preserve that. Well,
sure.
That's not the root. That's the effect. That's the effect.
Or the result.
The result. I can imagine Glenn Campbell, who we talked about last segment, his brain was probably very hard because of all the drugs and alcohol, and then all the numbness that he tried to create because the shame was so great.
Yes.
That continuously ate away at him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Using the ecosystem approach helps everyone. Becoming more conscious about your history and your emotional story, the memories don't go away, but the pain and suffering from those memories does go away.
And that's really important to understand. By using the ecosystem approach, our memories are our memories. They are what they are, but the pain and the hurt and the hate and the fears, we can remove those so you can move on instead of staying stuck there.
And then you have more objectivity, and
yes.
You have, and then you can associate, oh, well, that pain over here, that memory of whatever created this over here.
Mm.
And most people are just so oblivious to those things.
Mm, okay.
It's truly, the ecosystem approach is truly a holistic approach to you. And here's the thing, if you're just focused on your memory, you're going to miss it. You're never going to do it. You're never going to really heal your memory the way we're talking about.
Right.
If you focus on the ecosystem approach, which is a holistic approach to you, that's how you can work on your memory.
Mm, I love that.
So, you know, and we should, this, you know, we have our own examples about this because both Patricia and I have a lot of bad memories. And you know what? I guarantee you, everybody that's listening right now has bad memories. It's
true.
Unavoidable in this world today.
True.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
But they hurt you. They get in your way. And a lot of people deal with it by numbing out from them. But that doesn't work.
Yes. Yes. So let's, Jason, why don't you start with your story?
Well, one of the things that, as some of you may know, if you've listened for a while, that my first wife, the mother of my daughter, died young. She was 28 years old of cancer. And it was very traumatic for my daughter. She was 7 at the time. But one of the things I noticed, my daughter, who is very smart.
Extraordinary.
she always did well in a lot of things, but she had problems with math, especially subtraction. And I was reading back then, this is before I'm doing this work, but I was reading back then that that's a natural occurrence when you lose someone close to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose a parent, you struggle with math, especially subtraction.
Right.
Because there's an emotional association with that kind of...
With loss.
Yes.
With loss. And I didn't know that story, everyone, until today about how she struggled with the math. I did know she struggled with the loss.
Yes.
And you know, that's a really, really, it's a big deal.
You know, and you know, a lot of learning disabilities are memories. Phobias are memories, you know. There's so many things that are connected to negative memories that can be resolved just by using the ecosystem approach when you start to clear the pain of all your emotions. Then all these things become, first of all, known to you, and then you have the ability to do something about them.
Well, and because you get, when you start using the ecosystem approach, you gain clarity, awareness, objectivity, of course, creativity. We've all heard about that sort of thing. It also, you don't have to go through life being afraid and angry and bitter or believing it's easier to be not noticed than it is to be noticed for who you are and an amazing person that you are. We all come in with our unique self, and the truth is all that negative energy needs to be taken away because our uniqueness is amazing.
Most people don't associate something like PTSD or phobias or even loss in terms of learning disabilities with memories.
Yeah.
And then we don't associate those types of traumas with things like Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right.
But they're all traumas. And whether they're heightened, you know, with PTSD where you your memory kind of goes over and you're back in another place, or with dementia where you can't remember words and how to brush your teeth and things like that, it comes from the same place, which is a negative association with difficult traumatic memories in your past.
And these memories are associated with the emotions that happened during that time.
And the truth is that the ecosystem approach is a holistic way. You don't have to do the thing that they say, which is exercise more. If you use the ecosystem approach, you will exercise more because you want to. Your body craves it.
Exactly.
You will eat better and more naturally because you want to. You don't have to force yourself to do that.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, I just want to make a note. Past life regression, it's don't misunderstand me. It's great. That's not the answer here. Using the ecosystem approach, that is the answer here, because clearing away those negative energies, it's amazing. When you clear away the negative energies, positive energies come in and replace the negative energies.
Most people that, you know, other clairvoyants or whatever mediums that do past life regressions probably avoid the negative stuff anyways, because they know you come to them for more of the entertainment value than they do for the real healing.
Oh, I just heard like 10 of them go, they don't know what they're talking about. Actually, we do.
Yes.
But the bottom line is that people need to have answers for what they feel.
We always take a practical approach. We never want to, it's not our approach in the ecosystem approach to entertain people.
Not at all.
It's to help people grow and develop and really have a much better life.
Yes.
So, Patricia, tell us about your thyroid scare.
Okay. Well, you know, this is years ago. This is long before Jason and I started working together. I had to have thyroid surgery. I had this lump on my thyroid. Okay. So, it was removed, and the scar was supposed to be like an inch and a half long. I have a almost 7-inch scar on my neck. And the results of the surgery turned out to be very painful, very horrific. It took a long time for me to get over things connected to it. And then after Jason and I started working together, I said, you know, Jason, can you do me a favor and take a look at this? he took a look at it and he just flat out, "You've been hanged." I said, "Beg your pardon?" So it really bothered me. So I took a look myself. I had been hanged in a past life for being a psychic. And in other words, I was ridiculed and put to death for what was my gift. And so we cleared this. And I have to tell you, it has made a huge difference in even how I see myself, because I have to tell you, being hanged is not a very fun memory.
And the takeaway from that, it wasn't the past life regression that she did on herself that was important. It was removing the negative trauma of being hanged that
exactly.
was important.
That's yes. exactly right. If I didn't say that, I apologize. So,
Key points,
Jason. There you go.
The best way to preserve your memory is to clear the pain of your past.
I.e., being hanged would be one of them.
Yes. The best way to deal with painful memories, PTSD, is to clear the pain with the ecosystem approach.
Right.
And clearing memories from past life trauma can help you with pain and issues in your life. Mm. And the ecosystem approach helps you make associations from memories and other aspects of your life.
Well, and I just want to put in there one more thing. The third one that you said, clearing memories from past life trauma can help you with pain and issues of your in your life today.
Yes.
Today. In other words, that's the practical part about what Jason and I do. It is about today. So, Jason, let's talk about how we work with energy and what we do. We're going to teach everyone how to do that.
It's very simple. All you do is usually you sit down. You could be standing up. You could be walking. Doesn't matter. But use your mind's eye, as we say, and to eliminate, whether it's fails and illusions or emotions or whatever
or blocks,
it is.
To whatever.
Yes, thoughts. Gather those all in your body. Blow them into an imaginary trash can. If there's a trash can there, blow them into that. If you're sitting by a trash can, if you're driving or something, use an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye and go on to the next emotion. Very simple.
Okay. And then we're going to activate life force, the most powerful energy that there is. And what we're going to do is we're going to imagine this most powerful energy, positive energy, kind, gentle energy coming in through the top of your head. Let it go down your neck, all the way down your torso, your arms, your legs. I like to put it to the tips of my toes. I turn it around. When I exhale out, sounds like this. I use that powerful energy to remove any negative energy that's still stored there from whatever emotion that we've been working on, and sometimes other emotions get removed as well. With that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you begin to remove the pain of memories and help you preserve your memory as you age. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you begin to remove the pain of memories and help you preserve your memory as you age. Jason, you ready to get started?
Here, let's do some clearing.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the pain and hurt of old memories in my past. So gather up all that pain and hurt, blow it into the trash can. Gentle breath.
And to eliminate the shame and the guilt and unworthiness that I have from these old memories, even if I'm not conscious of them, take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate feeling like a victim and powerless to those painful memories, take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that says, I have to be a victim and stuck in that pain about those memories. I have no choice. I release and let go that false belief right now. Take a breath from your toes. Those cells, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate feeling helpless and powerless to memory loss and numbness. You don't have to be. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear that I have about memory loss and being numb and finding out the truth. The truth is, I don't have to have fear about that. Best thing I can do for me and everything around me is clear it. Take
Keep
a breath.
Keep clearing, yes.
Keep clearing it.
Yes. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the best way to help me with memories, whether it's from trauma or preserving my memories, is clearing specifically, constantly, and consistently.
Nice.
Like I'm doing right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that memories clump around negative emotions like fear and shame and hurt and hate and anger. Take a breath. You don't need that. Throw it away.
And to eliminate the anger, bitterness, and resentment that is connected to negative memories that keeps recycling over and over and over again. Take a breath.
most of the time recycling is pretty good. In this case, not so much. And to eliminate memories of fears and worries and anxieties that continue to attack me, that continue to hold me hostage, I release and let go these memories now and from my past, now and into my future. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my my deep depression, unworthiness that comes from shame and memories of my past behavior.
Ooh, yeah.
Take a breath.
I have to just do this one. We didn't talk about it, but we have to do it anyway. And to eliminate any of the memories that I carry that are not mine, that affect me each and every day. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the shame, guilt, regret that I'm carrying for a close sibling or a mother or father.
Exactly.
That continues to affect me right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers to my confidence so I can see that clearing is the answer for my memory, not these other techniques, because they don't get to the root cause. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see I don't have to lose my memory, that I'm in charge just by doing clearing. Take a breath.
Let's activate some life force energy. What do you say, Jason?
Sounds good.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, so I can use life force energy for me and those old memories, for me and my past. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the strength to clear my essence of negative, painful memories. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that removing the pain of the negative memories in my essence will help me starting today. Breathe.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I have the power over my negative memories in my essence right now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and take care of me and be peaceful and strong and trust that my essence knows what I need so I can remove negative energies that do not serve me now and in my future, because now and from my past, the negative energies need to go. Take a breath. Let that come right in through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energies that are left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
The title of next week's show is Whack-A-Mole.
Huh?
And it's based on this this carnival game where you hit the mole, it pops up, you hit it with a mallet, yes, and then it pops up someplace else. And most people have played it. I used to play it a lot with my daughter in Chuck E. Cheese. It's a neat little game, but it's based on one of the biggest misconceptions about how negative energy works.
Okay.
When you go to the doctor and you have a condition, let's say cancer, and you heal that cancer, you think you're healed. That's what medical profession says. But one of the things that we've learned about negative energy, and you'll find this this show fascinating is that negative energy doesn't care about expressing itself through just one health condition. It can go to another health condition.
Exactly.
It can go to another aspect of your life.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. So join us for that one, everyone. And if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want to have a better life, the way to do that is to sign up for our newsletter, do the clearings, listen to the show every week, do the clearings at on the end. We always do clearings in the fourth segment, and then use the clearings in our newsletter to do constant, consistent, and specific clearings for your life. It's all free. You don't have to, we're not charging you for any of this. And all you have to do is go and sign up for our newsletter right now at livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We ask for your name and email address.
Okay.
And by the way, if you like the show today, go like us on Facebook, livinglighter.org.
We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.